The Antarian People, Part 2. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 20th, 2025. Name of the race, Antarian. Home star, red giant star Antares, the brightest in the Scorpio constellation, distance 550 light-years from Earth. Earth science says that the star Antares is dying, but Antarians state that it is not. Home planet, Antaria. 0.9 gravity strength, M-class super inhabitable planet, very similar to Earth, roughly 60% oceans and 40% landmass, and at a perfect distance to its huge sun. Star race genetic type, human Lyrian, population roughly 350 million. Technological level, very high, fully interstellar. Starship's main shape, complex science fiction-like models. Political model, Steppe Council holistic society with a Senate Council and a monarchy. Their starseed presence on Earth is plentiful, but I do not have the exact numbers. Antarians are Galactic Federation and Alcyone Council members. I define the human Lyrian species as the group of races which are genetically identical to the humans found on Earth, or that may have slight genetic variations. As I have mentioned so many times before, humankind, as such, is all over this galaxy, to the point where there are 400,000 human Lyrian civilizations in this quadrant alone. Of those 400,000, most of them, the vast majority, are pre-industrial civilizations with a technological advance similar to how the 18th and 19th centuries are depicted officially on Earth, or less developed. At least most, if not all, of those civilizations are under the direct protection of the Galactic Federation, and its infamous Prime Directive, therefore should not be interfered with during their socio-cultural, spiritual and technological development, hence few of them have any contact with their interstellar kin. Humans on Earth are officially among those non-interstellar races that others should not interfere with, although things are not so easily defined in the case of Earth, as it is a complicated planet with at least two civilizations in it, one interstellar and the other not, which is always kept repressed and subservient to the other that is. And it is the Cabal and its government behind all the governments, of course. Only about 41,000 of all the 400,000 human Lyrian civilizations in this galactic quadrant are interstellar, which roughly amounts to about 10% of the total number of them. 41,000 human Lyrian civilizations are still a huge number, and they are all advanced and fully interstellar, although a small amount have chosen not to be so, because of socio-cultural and spiritual reasons, but that is another story. Earth and its human Lyrians are just another planet of many harboring the same species, and it's far from being the birthplace of the species regardless of what countless sagas, officialistic pseudoscience, and religious dogmas may say. Of all those countless human civilizations, there is one which by right is the most notorious of them all. Among all of those, one of them has developed beyond the others, and has become so successful in every way and manner, that it defines what the human species is and should be. It is by far the best example of what the species can achieve, and that is a very big and ambitious thing to say, knowing that there are at least 400,000 others. And even more while being in the company of other great human Lyrian interstellar civilizations. And that super-advanced, super-achieved civilization is Antaria. They have managed to be present and to influence countless civilizations belonging to human Lyrians and to other species all over the galaxy, all doing so without being invasive and without needing colonies outside their planet, as they do everything with their very advanced starships. Their ethics are the basis of their society, where life and consciousness are what matter to them, and not strict, immobile and sterile laws which demand only obedience. This aspect of the Antarians has caused much friction between them and the Galactic Federation, and it is partially why they decided to join the Alcyone Council. As ambassador, as Ed Nidia stated, the inflexibility of the Galactic Federation's laws, which impose obedience without considering other more important factors that have to do with emotions, consciousness, and unnecessary suffering, among other factors which are not considered, has led Antaria to think that whoever is really running the Federation has no soul. For Antarians, a set of laws is not something immobile, but just a set of guidelines with which to start to work on a problem. For Antarians, fairness and justice have little to do with inflexible guidelines, and a lot more to do with the level of spirituality and consciousness awareness of the council members who are deciding what to do about any given problem they may be facing. Although I stand with the Antarians, they have received much criticism about this as their law is considered by many to be highly arbitrary, but not strangely, most of such criticisms come from non-emotional races such as the Andromedans or the Atorthans. Any criticism should stop when observing the Antarian society up close, because they are by far the human Lyrian civilization which is most united, and fair in every way, with fewer internal conflicts, and with the highest index of happy citizens. Crime as such is virtually non-existent in their society, and the reason for this is not only because of how they manage their legal system, but because of the highly spiritual and ethical upbringing of their citizens. They are taught the importance of life and consciousness at a very young age, as well as justice and being helpful, and in service to others as a means for achieving personal advancement and gains. Antarians cooperate with each other in a united way that is envied by other human Lyrian interstellar civilizations. Antarians mine asteroids in their own solar system, and in others, so they do not have any shortage of prime materials, all without taxing or draining their home planet. This means that Antarians live in abundancy, where all the needs of each one of their citizens are met to the point where they spend most of their time making art, music, and engaging in spiritual matters. All their most bothersome tasks in their civilization are automated, and are extremely efficient due to their very high technological level. All this is mostly valid for Taygeta as well, as both civilizations have historically cooperated with each other, and the socio-cultural and technological influence among them is very obvious. The relationship between Taygeta and Antaria is very old and goes back to their very beginnings, when they were immigrants from Lyra, looking for a place to settle, during the time of the Great Expansion. Back then, both civilizations cooperated when they had to build their very first settlements, therefore, Taygetans and Antarians consider each other as sister civilizations. But unlike Taygeta, Antaria developed a very extroverted way of being, with a great need for sharing their justice and ethical systems. Antaria became highly active in protecting other civilizations and animal species in need, therefore as time went on, they became the most influential human civilization in this galactic quadrant. As they have explained, they try to guide and teach while interfering directly as little as possible. This is reflected onto Earth as well, as they also guide through their starseeds and other non-invasive methods, yet even while being so influential, Antarians are hardly spoken of in the New Age, where more attention is given to far better-known star races such as the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Sirians, and the so-called Pleiadians, as they call them in that movement, yet Pleiadians are not a race, They are a very extensive group of them, and that is a highly irritating subject to me. One of the places where Antarian influence may be more prevalent on Earth is through its so-called classical music. Without demeaning anyone on Earth, classical music there is highly Antarian, particularly Renaissance music. I had to listen to some Antarian music to be able to describe it to you. I notice a very middle-aged tone to it, with a lot of flute and clavichord. I also notice it is very complex, with a whole orchestra behind the two leading instruments I mentioned above, and the musical instrument I noticed they lacked, at least in the pieces of music I just heard, are drums. Their music is soft and calming, very unlike the super energetic Irma music, where large drums and metal instruments dominate. Irma music can even be frightening, as everything in it conveys power and dominance. Life and consciousness are the most valuable things for Antarians, yet their diet is highly carnivorous, also with a lot of fish in it, and few fruits and vegetables. Their cuisine is also very complex and with countless recipes, which also reflects the richness of their culture. As I mentioned in my first video about them, they are very much into painting and sculpture, as they have a lot of free time to express themselves with art. But what dominates their culture is wood carvings, which are used all over their architecture as well, giving you a feeling of wood ornament overdose when you see their houses and buildings. Needless to say, most of their houses, and even large buildings, are hand-built or hand-ornamented, giving their cities a very retro-futuristic view and feeling. It is a very interesting blend between super high technology and hand-carved wooden structures. Each family engraves their story in their carvings that adorn their house inside and out, representing in them the most important, relevant, or memorable things they have lived in their lives. This retro-futuristic architecture is said to keep their buildings and structures at a very human level, not resorting to impressive and even intimidating sordid lifeless structures like the ones found on Earth with their brutalist architecture, nor do they like the super high technology, glass-like, sterile skyscrapers, like the ones found in the Salation culture in the Pleiades, which are the perfect example of a futuristic outer space city, as expected in Earth science fiction. Teigeta is somewhere in between the two extremes. Antarians are also very prolific in literature, and their civilization's sagas are therefore well documented and highly detailed. Antarians love to write a lot, and have produced countless books on all kinds of subjects, including novels, spiritual subjects, history, and science, among others. This makes Antarians very prolific with books, the paper ones, and they have developed very large and impressive public libraries filled with knowledge and wisdom from all over the galaxy, all accumulated through their countless exploration trips and adventures. Antarians are great space explorers, as Teigetans are as well, as they have a lot of cross-influence, and are responsible for mapping very far and dangerous places in space, including those closer to the galaxy core, which is an extremely hazardous place. Due to the proximity of all the cosmic masses there and their complicated and strong energies, Antarians have also successfully mapped the energetic connections between black holes and suns, and the passable routes in them, which they do not use as they see them unnecessary, and low technology. Although highly peaceful, Antarians also have a history of defending themselves from foreign invaders, mostly from the general region of Orion, where they have prevailed thanks to their vast military, and because of their close relationship with the Irma Confederation of Feline Races, with which they have signed cooperation treaties similar to the ones the Irma have with Teigeta. They have historically cooperated with the Irma as they share many of their highly ethical and spiritual principles, based on love and respect for everything with a consciousness, and or alive. The Antarians and the Irma share the same set of belief systems common to the Tegetans as well, and which I will not repeat here, as it is contained in hundreds of past videos. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.